Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. I am Raymond Galker, and this is the show that we celebrate who we are and what we do in the community by bringing people from the community that's doing great things for our community, helping them out. And today we have some special guests from TCNC. We have the regional director, Sean Morgan.
Thanks for having me.
And Emily Clark, who is the district manager for TCNC. It's TCC.
TCC.
Yep. Right. So, Sean, tell us, what is TCC?
So, TCC is the cellular connection. So, we are Verizon Wireless's largest indirect reseller. So, we are the same thing as your Verizon stores, except we resell their phones, and we run the business the way that we like. Yep.
And what is the job of the regional director?
So my job is pretty much summed up into one word, honestly, and that is support. So however I can support the employees the way that they need it, both personally and professionally, the way that I can support the local communities in which they need it, and anything that I can do in my power to help out in terms of everyone's success that is incorporated in, you know, our circle that we try to influence.
And Emily, what is your position? The regional director? No.
He's the district regional manager.
Director.
So he's
district
my supervisor.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like switch. Sometimes.
I'm not sure
it depends
who runs
on what
who more. Yeah.
So you're a team, right?
Yes. Oh my God. We couldn't do this without each other, without the rest of my peer district managers. But my job is to run the day-to-day operations and sales. So the sales reps report directly to me. I report directly to Sean here. And, you know, like you said, you wrapped it up. It's one big team effort. We can't get this done without anyone on any level.
TCC is unique. They have what's called a culture of good that you developed. Can you talk a little bit about your mission and how the culture of good plays into that?
Sure. So our mission as an organization is to make a difference in the lives of others and the communities in which we serve. That is our sole purpose as an organization. So that takes precedence before sales, before numbers. We just truly believe that when you focus on your people and making sure that they are happy, that they are in a good place, both personally and professionally, that everything will work out the way that it should.
The interesting thing is it seems like selling phones somewhat allows you to do your mission.
Absolutely.
You know, which is improving the health and well-being of our community, which I hear you're saying is your employees and then the community that they serve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. So that's, like I said, that's always been our mission since day one, but you brought up the culture of good, which really kind of spearheaded about 10 years ago or so when we started with what we are now kind of known for is our backpack giveaway. So about 10 years ago, we had an individual that came in. His name is Ryan McCarty, and he worked directly with our owner and CEO, Scott Moorhead, and they developed what is now known as a culture of good, and it started with just different ways that we could make a difference together as a group, not just writing a check and, you know, helping out, you know, the communities that way. We wanted to get our retail folks engaged and to be a part of that process. So that's where the backpack giveaway started. So what we do is it's usually at the end of July or beginning of August, and you know, we try to the best of our ability to get the word out and just let the communities know that, hey, we're here. We want to help. We want to make a difference. And everyone on that day you know, kids that are in need, that, you know, could use a little bit of extra help before the school year, come in. And, well, they don't even actually have to come in.
Have to be Verizon customers. This is just a community give back thing that we do, which I think is super cool. Everyone always asks that question, so.
Yeah, so they don't even come in. Like, we have setups, like, outside. Like, Emily's store at Hanover, oh my gosh, we have such a fun time. And the kids come in, we have bouncy houses. I mean, you guys were even giving out, you had animals there too, right?
I had a little petting zoo, I had a big slide. The store there on Eisenhower Drive allows me my own parking lot outside of a strip mall, so we kind of go all out and we outreach a lot more customers from that location, but we do it at all the locations nationwide. But, you know, we'd love to invite everybody out. Please come out and see us and have fun with us. It's such a fun day. Sean and I are always there ourselves too, so we bring our kids. We have, you know, one of my employees had her 6-year-old daughter handing out backpacks, and it made her feel so good just to have the kids involved too. My son has been involved different years, and, you know, just that they're helping give back and starting to see that at such a young age. And, you know, we love that our kids see that our job is more than phones and all this extra stuff that we do. So
through your efforts, you're nurturing the attitude of giving back, not only to your employees, but to their families. Mm-hmm. So this is a backpack giveaway.
Correct.
So in August, you give backpacks away.
Yep. Yep. Usually at the end of July or beginning of August, whenever we get the final date. Yep.
But sure, people... I gave away about 500 out of Hanover.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
500 backpacks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's out of one location.
That was just out of one location, yes.
We do this at all of our 1,400 locations throughout the country, which is you know, how we're now known as the nation's largest backpack giveaway. So usually it equals out to about like 100 to 150,000 backpacks that we give out in a couple hour time period. And like Emily said, like, people don't have to come in, buy anything. They can just show up, you know, here's your backpack for the year. We actually have scholarships that we give out as well, where parents can apply for a scholarship for their kids. And, you know, we usually have five to 10 winners throughout the year that will kind of help with that as well. But we just want to make it a fun day.
And they don't have to be customers either.
Correct. Yep.
Nope. We don't even ask you who your cell phone service is. Nope. We don't ask you about your phone. You're more than welcome to come into the store. And, you know, we are still full service, but that day is about giving back. Mm-hmm. We try to get some local vendors out there to help get their advertising and well-known. They'll do lots of stuff on site. So it's just, it's a community day.
So it's sort of like a carnival.
Yeah.
I put out balloons. I wanted to be a big hooray, and having the giant, you know, blow up slide right there on Eisenhower Drive attracted so much attention. It was so much fun to see people just coming in, and some of them didn't even know what we were doing, but when they found out, they were so appreciative and so grateful. And some of the families that we were able to interact with, and, you know, I had multiple mothers in tears that day when I was like, hey, let's sign your kids up for these scholarships. And she's like, but I'm not even a Verizon customer. I'm like, I didn't ask you that. I want to help see what I can do to help you. And it's just such a fun day to interact with people.
Yeah.
And where are your stores in this area?
So we'd be on Eisenhower Drive. In between Texas Roadhouse and Denny's, right across from the Jeep dealership. And then we do have a location in Gettysburg on York Road, across from Walmart, located behind the PNC. It used to be the Peebles Shopping Center. Now there's a Marshalls and a Michaels in there. But again, that one's a strip mall. So, you know, we do have to still fall in line and follow the rules of our property managers, but Hanover allows me a lot more access, being a standalone building with my own parking lot.
Now, you have locations in Shrewsbury?
Shrewsbury, Dillsburg, and Shippensburg fall under my umbrella, and his umbrella goes much farther.
Okay. And there's TCC Quarterly Initiatives, and the backpack giveaway is just one.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Four. So that's one. So this culture of good that we talked about you know, earlier, the backpack giveaway spearheaded that, right? So what our efforts entail, where all of our stores partner with the same event throughout the year, is what is known as our quarterly initiatives. So the backpack event is one. We're actually just getting ready to do one for Q1, which is what we call our Teachers Rock. So For those of you that are familiar with teachers, you have family, friends, relatives who are a teacher, I think it's crazy, but a lot of our teachers throughout the country had to put up their own money to buy school supplies for their own students. So we try to help in that area. So every year it's a little bit different, but we try to collect different school supplies, things that teachers would need, maybe some gift cards so that they can get whatever they want. And we select certain teachers throughout certain school districts that coincide with all of our 1,400 stores across the nation. So that's coming up in February 13th.
And actually, I think you guys might be able to help us with this. So we just found out they're doing it a little different this year, and we're going to have a link that we want teachers to enter in for a drawing. I forget the dollar amount, but it was a very nice dollar amount, if you can imagine, of a gift card for the teachers to purchase the supplies and stuff for their classroom that they kind of get to pick. In the past, that we've been designated items to hand out. This year, we're doing it a little differently. So if I could help you guys, if you guys could help me get that word out and get that link out, you know, I'll be posting on all sorts of public boards for the school teachers. We, you know, between myself and my employees, you know, we all have kids in some different school districts. We have connections individually. We'll post that, but I think that might be actually something.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's actually a $1,000 Amazon gift card that we're giving out to a lucky teacher, in addition to the boxes that we have set per store.
So if a teacher wants to get involved with this, what do they do?
They can reach out to us at a local store level. Again, you can monitor if you guys wouldn't mind posting that link on your website so they can follow your social media or website. We will also have it posted on our tccrocks.com website. But again, any questions they have, please come into the stores, please call the stores, please email us, whatever it takes, we'll get you that information.
So they can go directly, you can go directly to the local store, or they can go to your website, and there would be information there on the website that they could follow, and they could apply to be part of, and the teacher rocks. Can students...
You could nominate a teacher. You could enter it in for yourself or, again, nominate someone, but it is specifically for teachers to receive.
Teachers, okay. And you said that the deadline for that would be?
They could put it in all the way up until really like 2 weeks before, like a week or two before. I can get back to you on the exact deadline.
Okay. They haven't released the link yet, but as soon as they do, I'd love to get that in your hands.
All righty. And this is coming up in the next month.
Correct.
Yeah, I should have it within the next couple weeks.
Couple weeks. Okay, so we got to get busy on that.
Yes.
please enter yourselves.
Yes.
And that's tccrocks.com is the website that they can go on. And like Emily said, check out our stores.
And do you know how many teachers you have helped over a period of time with this?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I've been...
A lot. There's a lot.
I mean, we've been doing this for 10 years now.
Right?
So, you know, thousands and thousands across the country. Yep.
That's a lot. Now, you also do, as part of your quarterly initiatives, you know, developing that culture of good, you do something called Kids Rock.
So this one is probably very near and dear to my heart. So the second quarter of the year, we try to give back to kids in the community. And again, every year, that may vary. Some years we've given back to youth programs. Other years, actually the year that this started, we gave back to foster kids. And like I said, every year it kind of changes as long as it's designated to helping kids in the community. But actually how this one kind of spearheaded a little bit is we had a customer that came into one of our doors years back, and she was a foster mom. And throughout the conversation that she had with one of our representatives, she kind of explained the way that the foster program works, where sometimes these kids will get a call in the middle of the night and they have to go to their next destination. And oftentimes they don't have any belongings. So they literally are going to that next destination with nothing but a garbage bag with certain clothes. So that representative literally stopped as soon as, you know, the conversation was done, pulled me to the side. We went in the back and we talked about how we could help in this particular area. So she kind of spearheaded this whole thing where she and our whole entire team went out to the community, partnered with other businesses, and that's what started what was called the Bags of Bravery movement. So we were able to get, at the time, it was 200 bags that we stuffed with different supplies that were applicable to different age groups. So we had, like, say, the toddler age group, where we would have diapers and teddy bears and books and things of that nature, all the way up until teenage females, where we would maybe put some feminine products. We put journals so they could kind of journal and, you know, have that outlet in that manner. And, you know, TCC decided to make this an entire nationwide movement. So from that point on, they kind of dubbed it the Kids Rocks initiative, where, again, all of our 1,400 doors across the country are now dedicated to helping kids in need in a particular area. So that's one of the things that I'm most passionate about with this organization, and is why really I wake up every day and you know, feel passionate to do what I do, is because TCC believes in us. They allow the employees to really dump their heart and soul into making a difference however we see fit, right? And they'll do anything to help support that cause. And that's exactly what happened in that instance, and is why we have the Kids Rocks today.
And this happened from a conversation with
a customer.
A customer, yeah.
And that rocks.
Yeah, that does rock. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Foster kids, you know, having to pick up and go at a moment's notice without any belongings. And you're there to help that, too. If someone wanted to get involved with Kids Rocks, how could they do that?
Again, reach out to us at a store level. We actually have a whole department of our company that is solely geared towards our community give backs. It's called TCC Gives. So again, if you go to our TCC Rocks website and if you click on TCC Cares or TCC Gives, it will give all of that information, contact numbers, email addresses, or again, visit us at the store level. The reps will get in contact with myself or Sean, and you know, we get in contact with the right people and pair that up. And you know, the big thing that I love about, well, I love everything about this company, but we are such a big company, but there's people, we just pick up the phone and call. It doesn't feel like this big corporation. It's such a family environment. And the second that we reach out to people and say, hey, I have someone in need, I have someone who needs this, they are on it in an amazing time frame too. So reach out. Just reach out to us, whatever you need.
We'll help connect the dots, basically, yeah.
So TCC, they sell phones, but mainly that's just a way to help the community what the community needs. And you have four quarterly initiatives. We talked about Teacher Rocks, Kid Rocks, and backpack giveaways. So this happens quarterly. It seems like the first quarter is Teacher Rocks, the second quarter is Kids Rocks, the third quarter is backpack giveaways, and then you have one more quarter.
That's right.
And that's Veterans Rocks.
That's right. So in Q4, we try to give back to the veterans. I mean, we really wouldn't be here and have the privileges and the rights that we have today without, you know, the people who put their life on the line for us, right? So we want to make sure that that sector, we do everything in our power to help out as well. So again, we kind of change it up year by year on what we do in terms of what that help looks like. But the past couple of years, what we did is we identified a veteran family in each community in which we have one of our stores in. And we communicate with that family, and do everything in our power to provide them the best Christmas that they can have. Oftentimes, these are families who are in need, who are maybe underprivileged, a lot of single mom households with the husbands overseas. And we just, like I said, we just want to do whatever we can to make a difference with that particular family. So we get lists, we buy Christmas presents, we come together and help wrap them and then deliver them.
And Emily, I'm assuming that you do not have to be a TCC customer to participate in Veterans Rocks or any of these activities that we've talked about. If someone wants to get involved with this, they go to your website?
Again, to the website, or, you know, honestly, we love when people come in the store. Let us talk to you about it. We get excited. And I think when people hear our passion for why we do what we do, we take donations in stores. So if someone says, hey, like, I really want to help your veteran family this Christmas, and I want to donate X amount of dollars, we can take that right in store. We give you an invoice for it, so you can use it as a tax write-off, however you would like to do that, or just, you know, proof of where the money is going. But again, our website, our stores, it all comes out to, you know, reaching out to us. But I can't encourage you enough to just come into the stores and talk to the employees and hear their passion about everything that we do.
Yeah, so that's a really good point that, you know, Emily says there. So you see a lot of organizations, grocery stores, other retail locations that will ask to donate a dollar or something of that matter to a cause. And typically those causes are national chains. So any money that a customer would like to donate towards our quarterly initiatives, those are all very, very local, just like we described today. So if there's an outlet where someone feels passionate about wanting to make a difference in, like I said, those donations do go right back to the community in our quarterly initiatives.
So I know you get to feel that the same feeling that I do, that TCC is about connection, connecting with the community, connecting with the customers, and connecting with the people who may not be customers but have a need. And they want you to come into the store to make that connection, not so much to sell you something. I mean, they probably would not even bring that up if they're coming in and talking about a need. They'd be focusing on your need because they're about people. They're about community. They're about the culture of good. And again, you can get involved with this. You could donate time, money, and I'd say go to the website, but you want to connect. You have grants?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. So in addition to the quarterly initiatives that all of our representatives will be a part of throughout the year, every quarter we give back financially as well. So how that works, and this is where we could really use the help of the communities to bring more awareness to us on what the needs are out there. But we have really as many applications that we can submit as possible, and they get selected by a board that is really there to kind of decide, you know, which needs are most applicable. I mean, we want to donate everywhere, right? But I mean, you can only do so much, right? So there's a team that decides where our funding goes towards. And they typically like to allocate that money where there's more personal connections, where you know, we have a relationship already developed. This past quarter, we were able to donate to a couple of the organizations that Emily mentioned in her Shippensburg store. We were able to work with a great organization called The Harbor that is a safe place for recovering addicts. I know we talked a couple weeks ago, and we were able to help out a little bit with community media. And we'd love to continue this partnership like we talked about. Mm-hmm. But any other notable causes out there, again, we would love to hear about that so that we can submit those applications and hopefully get as many grants approved as possible.
And you encourage your employees to get involved with this?
Absolutely, 100%. Honestly, most of our grants go to and our connections come, it starts with the employee. You know, it starts with just, you know, we have new hires, right? You know, it's retail they function in. And one of the biggest things that we focus on during that introductory period is our culture and why we're here. And it's amazing what comes out of those conversations. You have no idea the connections and what people are personally involved with. You know, I found out one of my employees in Shippensburg was personally donating hundreds of dollars a month to this organization that, you know, personally touched her family, you know, and it meant so much to her that, you know, just having this simple conversation, she was like, I need to get involved, and, you know, brought it to Sean and I's attention, and we talked through how we could do that, and, you know, we just went all in it, because if our people are passionate about something, we're jumping behind them 150%. Mm-hmm. You know, we care so much about our employees, and, you know, it comes back to they have that connection in the communities. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of it starts from. It's just them raising their hands and saying, hey, I know this company, or I know this company. You know, I've gotten grants approved for, you know, it started as a cell phone sale. Someone came in, needed to upgrade some phones. You know, it's amazing how that conversation goes where you're sitting there hanging out with them, and it's like, all right, I want to help you.
Yeah.
You know, let's connect even farther. Let's take it to another level. It's been, you know, standing in line at Walmart. You know, you talk to a random random person, and you're like, hey, actually, this is who I am, and this is what I do. I want to help you. Come talk to me at the store. You know, it starts anywhere and everywhere.
And Morgan Garrett, mm-hmm. who's an employee, she's the one that made the connection between community media and TCC, and allowed us to cover the Martin Luther King celebration to a much larger extent than we would have been able to. So we definitely want to thank you, and we're looking forward to serving the community with your help.
Absolutely.
Volunteers.
Yeah, our pleasure.
I'm sorry?
I said our pleasure.
I know. Volunteers?
Oh, we love volunteers. So, you know, we try to get together and we get our employees together, or even if we can only pull the district manager team out of the field for a day, and we go donate our time as well. You know, Sean has taken our district manager team multiple times. There's Life Path Ministries in York, and we've just donated our time. What do you need us to do? You know, and to us, it seems so simple, like, you know, the things that they have us do, 4 hours of time over, you know, 8 people. And they're like, look, it would have taken us a month to get this stuff done, and you guys knocked it out in 4 hours. The organization up in Shippensburg, we've said, hey, you let us know when we can help. Give us a date, and we'll rally a group of people. So, again, all it takes is just reaching out and let us know and what you need help with, and we'll figure it out.
We believe in this cause so much that we actually pay our employees to go volunteer and spend their time in other areas. So, like, it is just, it's so important for us to make a difference in the lives of others and in the communities in which we serve that we incorporate that into everything that we do.
So not only do you provide financial support for community needs, but you have an army of volunteers ready to help serve our community organizations. So, you know, community organizations, if you need support, TCC, come to the store so they can connect.
Please.
The personal interaction is the most important. Do you have any events you want to talk about?
I mean, always my favorite event, which I already invited you guys to, is the backpack giveaway. It's just, it's, again, such a fun community day.
Oh, my goodness.
Typically, it's the last Sunday in July.
It's usually the last Sunday in July, yeah.
We'll get you some advertising for that as well. And, again, I plaster it across social media boards and every, you know, pin board I can find in the community I'm posting a flyer on. Mm-hmm. So that's our big nationally advertised one that, again, please, please, please come out.
Yeah, any small business, I mean, we've had face painters, balloon artists. I mean, anyone can come out and just lend a helping hand. It really is, for those that have not experienced what a backpack giveaway really is. I'm telling you, we do it up right, and it is life-changing. Like, it really is. So we encourage everyone to come and speak with us, and you can get involved by helping with that.
Yeah, so businesses can get involved. Social organizations can get involved.
Absolutely.
Et cetera. We've run out of time, and we can keep on going. I mean,
oh, I know.
We could talk all day about TCC.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys do so much for the community, and but Emily, would you like to say something to our audience before we go?
Absolutely. I just want to thank everybody out there. I know there are a ton of faces out there that filter through my doors every day, and you guys make a difference. You don't know it. You don't always know it, but just purchasing your devices from a TCC location is what backs all of this. So please keep coming in. Please come see us, and we just want to thank you for your loyalty here. We appreciate it.
Sean?
I just want to say thank you for allowing us the privilege and the opportunity to sit with you here today. Like I said earlier, there's nothing more that we would like to do than just simply make a difference in the lives of others. So please, if you're out there, you're listening, you're watching, come into the doors, not just to shop, but to give us some ideas and suggestions and tips on how we can partner together to make this world better. Like, again, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And for those of you who are looking for another opportunity, I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. If you're looking for purposeful and meaningful work, this is retail, and we are always looking for great individuals out there. So stop in the store. We'd love to talk to you.
Sean, Emily, thanks so much for what you guys are doing for the community. Thank you for what you've done for community media. And this is a great opportunity for you to get involved in many ways. You can receive their services. You can volunteer to serve the community with them. So, and thanks for watching. And on behalf of community media, we hope that you have a good day. And remember that you are the best.